a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to the South Dakota Senate. Leading us in our prayer today is Father Brian Fawcett from the Pierre and Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And our page of the day, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag, is Kason Dennison.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessing upon us this day. Send down your spirit of wisdom that you may lead and guide and direct our efforts to work always for the common good of all people in our state of South Dakota. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, I'll call the roll, please.
Senators Allison, Bogalco, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frerichs, Frisley, Garnos, Great, Hansen, Tom, Haberly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhock, Johnston, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Northrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for a correction. We hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications.
January 12, 2011, the Honorable Matt Michaels, dear President Michaels and members of the Senate, I have the honor to herewith deliver to you Executive Reorganization Order 2011-1. This document has been filed with the Speaker of the House and the Secretary of the Senate, of the State, excuse me. respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
You know what, do we want to wait on those reports?
I was just going to read these and then we'll vote on them under consideration later.
Okay. That's good. Reports of standing committees.
Okay.
And select committees, I'm sorry.
Okay. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee, appointed on joint rules, respectfully reports, has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the joint rules of the 85th Legislative Session be adopted as the joint rules of the 86th Legislative Session with some changes. Also, Mr. President, your Select Committee, appointed on Senate rules, respectfully reports, has had under consideration the Senate rules and recommends that the Senate rules of the 85th Legislative Session be adopted as the Senate rules of the 86th Legislative Session with the following changes. Oh, I should read. Excuse me. And that's signed by the first one. I didn't read the signatures on that. I'm sorry. They're on the second page. It's respectfully submitted by Bob Gray, Russell Olson, Jason Furyk, Senate Committee, and Val Rausch, David Lust, Bernie Hunhoff, the House Committee. And the Senate Select Committee was respectfully submitted by Bob Gray, Russell Olson, Jason Furyk, Senate Committee.
Well, thank you. Before we go on to motions and resolutions, ladies and gentlemen, welcome on behalf of your senators and me to your state senate. And at this time, comments on commemoration floor will be yielded to Senator Tiedemann. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor and pleasure to bring forth the recognition of a special teacher from Brookings School District, Mrs. Turnipseed Susan, or as the students called her, Mrs. T. I had the privilege of our two children having her for a teacher. Last Sunday, as we sat around the family dinner table, I posed a question to those two boys. I said, going back from kindergarten to fifth grade, please identify who was your best teacher. Now, the good news was they said, wow, that's a tough question. Because that's reflective of how good the teachers were in Brookings. And then both of them quickly said, Mrs. T. So it's very special to recognize those. And why? I said, why was she so good? Now remember, our one son is 19, our other son is 22. It's been a while since they've been in the fourth grade, but they remembered the whys as well, because she cared. They could detect that she cared. Why? Because she encouraged them to learn. She gave them the freedom to express themselves in a journal. She's continuing. She's been there 30 years. Doesn't seem like it's been a day over two. But she continues to bring that same caring and professionalism in her new job as the technology teacher at the new school in Brookings at Camelot. Without a doubt, there's a lot of great teachers in South Dakota. But I am so proud to be able to introduce and ask you to recognize Mrs. Susan Turnipseed.
Teacher of the Year. Please stand. That's magnificent. Congratulations. Comments on commemorations. Senator Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, it's my privilege this afternoon to introduce District 11 resident and Sioux Falls educator Wade Hellison. Wade was our 2010 Milken Educator of the Year, and I know some of you veterans out there are familiar with the Milken program, but it is a big, big deal to get honored with this award. A little bit about the program first. The Milken Educator Awards provide public recognition and individual financial rewards of $25,000 to elementary and secondary teachers, principals, and specialists who are furthering excellence in education. Recipients of this award are heralded in early to mid portions of their career for what they've achieved and for the promise of what they will accomplish. Since first presented in 1987, the Milken Educator Awards are now the largest teacher recognition program in the country today. Now, just real briefly, a little bit about Wade. Mr. Hellison is a K-5 instructional coach at Lowell Elementary School in Sioux Falls. He's taught in the Sioux Falls School District for the past 12 years. Wade is widely recognized for his role in developing the school's visionary academic environment. His teaching style emphasizes innovation, creativity, and hands-on activity. Wade has also been instrumental in integrating and supervising the use of technology across all subjects and grades. The Milken Award has been hailed as the Oscars of teaching. And ladies and gentlemen, please join me in acknowledging Mr. Wade Hellison as the 2010 Milken Educator of the Year for the state of South Dakota.
Outstanding. Congratulations, and thank you for your dedication to our future. On behalf of Senator Bogolka, we'd like to thank the families of South Dakota Safe Childbirth Options for the meal they provided in the Senate's lobby today. They came from all over the state to encourage the support of safe birth in South Dakota, and they're seated up here. So thank you very much for feeding everyone today. Appreciate that. And on behalf of Senator Putnam, we'd like the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the Scotland Cookin Group. They're a musical group from Scotland. No. Well, although you have been singing, haven't you? Hello? Yeah, Roger, I know you're up there. That's beautiful. And we have a queen, Jenna. This is pretty neat. It's the first queen coming to the Senate today, this year. Queen Jenna Naith and her mother Kim Naith and grandmother Laverne Bria. Grandparents Gerald and Lois Hain. And then we also have Pete's Cook and Kitchen, Roger and Lori, if you were down there, we thank you for that. And Richard and Nancy Klocek, all from Scotland and their whole delegation there. Right now, why don't we have Queen Jenna? Would you please stand so we can recognize you? Well, they're all up. Way to go. That's a Coogan wave. Roger and Lori, thank you, and thank you, Jenna. Thank you for feeding us. That's great, with the state dessert. Good. Okay, thank you very much. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Olson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session to receive the budget message of the governor.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. President announces that the committee appointed are senators, comprised of Senators Olson, Brown, and Frerichs.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12 o'clock noon on Friday, January 14th, the fourth legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Convene tomorrow at noon. Consideration reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to legislative days as found on page 31 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. They are adopted.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to distribution of legislative documents as found on page 32 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. That is adopted.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the memorial service is found on page 31 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Those are adopted.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to compensation is found on page 30 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is adopted.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains as found on page 31 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. They are adopted.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules as found in the Senate Journal of the third legislative day be adopted.
Is there a second? Thank you. This is a roll call vote. Any remarks? Thank you. Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Legislative Procedures Committee met Tuesday morning. The joint rules before you today, there's a number of changes. Someone actually from the House brought a change to 1-5 regarding the amount of time any member could speak. In the past, the rules have indicated that any question asked of you, time is taken away from the person answering it. We have changed that to take the time away from the person asking the question. Other two rule changes involving legislative deadlines. One, establishing a deadline for concurrent resolutions so that we do not have concurrent resolutions in the waning hours of session like we have in some past sessions. And then there was a change on conference committees, allowing 2 days of work for conference committees so that, for example, in a 40-day session, the 40th day is reserved for vetoes generally, so that the 39th day essentially could be used for the appropriations process rather than waiting for conference committees. For those of you who haven't been here, generally the appropriations process does not begin until we wrap up all the bills and all the conference committees, so we wanted to make sure we had one whole day reserved for that. I'd be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Any further remarks on Senator Olson's motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules be adopted. Those in favor of adopting those joint rules will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler? Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs?
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden. Oh, that's right. Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 32 ayes, 3 excused.
Motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority members of the Senate elect is hereby declared passed, and the joint rules are so adopted.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Senate Select Committee relative to the Senate rules as found in the Senate Journal of the third legislative day be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, Legislative Procedures Committee adopted a rule change to change the Commerce Committee to the Commerce and Energy Committee. I can tell you that in past years, I have had conversations with then-Speaker Diedrich and then-Speaker Rave about this very issue. I know there's been various other senators in the past who've suggested just an energy committee. We have in the past looked at the Ag and Natural Resources Committee. We've looked at the Commerce Committee. We've even looked at the Transportation Committee. Again, this was brought by a House member to put it with the Commerce Committee. I think the number of energy issues that we've had before us in the past 3 or 4 years has continued to grow. It's a growing industry in our state. We deal a lot with transmission lines, distribution lines, wind energy, generation projects. There's a lot of statute on the books regarding energy. And so having a committee designated toward energy, I think, makes sense. Now, having said all that, I think you will have an amendment to this before you, and I look forward to a discussion on this. I will tell you that any three of those committees probably make sense. I just think it does make sense, though, to have an energy committee designated. Having said all that, as President Pro Tem and the Speaker of the House, we can still designate bills to whichever committee makes sense. There may be some very important energy issues that still go to State Affairs Committee. With that, I look forward to the discussion.
Thank you, Senator Gray. Further remarks? Thank you. Senator Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, there is an amendment, and I'd like to speak to that, and I think it has been distributed.
Thank you, and it has been distributed. It's obviously marked, Senator Garnas. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Really quickly, I guess, you know, my simple opinion is that I would like to see the amended bill on number 3 not say Commerce and Energy, but where it would be added would be up with Agriculture and Natural Resources. 4 quick reasons for that. To me, it fits in better with natural resources, our hydro, solar, biofuels, wind, fossil fuels. All of those things are South Dakota. All those things are the energy of South Dakota. Senator Gray eloquently put that energy, we think of it differently, I think, just from a decade ago. And again, I think it slides in even on the technical side in terms of how many bills. It fits in with the ag sector. There are bills that go to the ag committee, but it's not a committee that gets a ton of bills. And, you know, finally, again, I think this is the way that we think here in South Dakota, that, you know, we are a big player. It's a big part of our future. And I think it's important, in my opinion, to put energy with the ag and natural resources. So I would welcome the debate and, of course, want your favorable opinion on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator. I jumped over a hoop here. You obviously made that motion for the journal. Is there a second? Okay. Thank you. Comments on the Garnas motion to amend? Oh, thank you. Senator Valley.
Thank you. Well, I also feel that probably commerce is not the place for it. And I haven't given a whole lot of thought, but I'm thinking that maybe transportation also would have been a good place to put it. Not because I'm chairman, but one of these years we will get a transportation bill through here, and the transportation committee probably will not be as busy. And I do think it is related to transportation, because transportation takes energy. But I have served on both committees while I've been in the House and in the Senate, both Ag and Natural Resources and Transportation, so I think either way we go is fine. In the future, we may want to take a look at putting it into Transportation, but I'll go along with the Senator's move to put it into Agriculture and Natural Resources. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Garnas motion to amend?
Mr. President.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Just got and spent a couple days getting my hands around or my head around Commerce and Energy, being in that committee and on that committee and chairing that committee, and gotten used to the idea. I'm asking you to resist the amendment because, A, we've had some bills scheduled in our committee we've started work on. B, a lot of the commerce thing, a lot of the energy things that we visit about are at the onset of the energy, not later on or not further down the road. A good place is Commerce Committee, where we hear a lot of insurance, banking, a variety of bills. And although Commerce is busy, we can handle it. We've got a good committee. And in addition to that, I think Senator Nygaard already had his stationery printed. So for those reasons and more, I think we should try it in Commerce. It's where the committee recommended it go, and we'll give it a shot. And if we don't do a very good job, then we'll be back next year changing it. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Further remarks on the Garnas motion to amend? Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also would ask you to resist the amendment. I think that you can build a pretty good argument for the fact that energy fits very nicely with ag and natural resources, because the ag industry is a primary user of energy. Ag industry is also the one that benefits greatly as a result of the development of some of the alternative energy. You can build a good argument in support of the idea that it fits nicely with the Transportation Committee, because the transportation industry is also a major user of energy, primarily fossil fuel type energy. And I think that placing with the Commerce Committee, there would probably be fewer preconceived biases that any of these energy issues are going to be not given their proper hearing. And I don't fear that in any of these cases. I don't think that this is a major piece of legislation that we're going to, I'm sure we're going to have a lot tougher things to work on as we go along. But I would just simply ask that I think that Commerce is a good middle road. And I've served on the Commerce Committee, so I know what kind of material comes to them. And so I would ask that you vote against the amendment.
Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I'd have known that we were going to put energy in ag, you know, at my age, energy is important. Sometimes I need a little energy, so I would have asked to be on ag if I'd have known that's where you were going to put energy. Thank you, Mr.
It's the Committee of Bradford and Energy. Senator Frerichs, did you wish to speak?
Thank you, Mr. President. Only a statement I'd like to leave is I'm glad we're having this discussion about energy, because we know energy is an important part of South Dakota, and I'm glad that we have this discussion. I support the amendment. I hope we would support the effort to include energy with the Agriculture Committee, not only line up with the bills, but just to kind of spread out some of the workload. But more importantly, the people that serve on that committee hopefully have projects and issues that are working within their home areas and their field of profession, and so they have that knowledge base to draw upon. So I ask your support for the amendment.
Thank you. Further remarks on the Garnas motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Garnas motion to amend that has been previously distributed. All those in favor of the Garnas motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion fails. Division's called. Is he supported? Supported. I take that as a...
when you do division here, is it a roll call?
Right.
Okay. Division and roll call would be the same thing, we interpret. So roll call's been requested, and he is supported. Question before the Senate is the Garnas motion to amend. A roll call vote. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Yay.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler? Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
No.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
No.
Olien?
No.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
No.
Kraus?
No.
Krebs? Lederman?
No.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
No.
Northrup?
No.
Nygaard?
No.
Olson?
No.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Rampelberg?
No.
Rave?
No.
Roden? Schleckaway?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
No.
Valley? Mr. President, there are 15 ayes, 17 nays, 3 excused.
Garner's motion, having failed to receive a majority vote of the senators present, having failed to receive that vote, is hereby declared lost. We'll revert back to the motion, the original question on Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the Senate rules be adopted.
Mr.
Any
President,
further remarks? Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, if that's a sign of times to come, we're in for a long session, folks.
I was actually happy that my hearing was working right.
With that, I would just ask the body to pass the rule change as is, and let's get it adopted and move on with business.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the Senate rules be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler? Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman? Olien?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs? Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden? Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley? Aye. Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 1 nay, 3 excused.
Thank you. The question, Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the Senate rules be adopted, having received a majority vote of the senators elect, is hereby declared passed. The rules are so adopted. We'll waive the reading of the messages from the House, and they'll be inserted into the journal. Any announcements? I have one, but any announcements from the floor? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday we had an education update for all members of both houses to attend on it, and that was very well attended, and information was put out during that. In that same note, Cindy Morrison, who's the Vice President of Health Policy for Sanford, is doing a informational meeting on health care reform and its impact on South Dakota. Room 414, half hour after we adjourn today. And on another note, the Senate Republicans will caucus tomorrow, room 423 at 11:30.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Taxation Committee will have an informational meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'll be going over information from the Department of Corrections. Certainly anyone so inclined to join us with an interest in corrections would be welcome to do so.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. The Department of Social Services will be providing an overview.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator Valley.
Thank you. There will be no transportation meeting in the morning. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will also not be a local government committee meeting tomorrow. No local government tomorrow.
Further announcements. I wish to announce the South Dakota State Historical Society's legislative reception is tonight. Your hosts are Governor and First Lady Dugard from 4 to 6 at the Cultural Heritage Center. They'll be offering a behind-the-scenes tour at 5 p.m. Again, the South Dakota State Historical Society's legislative reception for you is tonight from 4 to 6 with a behind-the-scenes tour at 5 p.m. Further announcements. Madam Secretary.
Senator Bogalka moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.